We're back. This week in Waukesha, I'm your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown. And you're listening to Peter, Paul, and Mary's The Hammer Song. And I know someone who shares my belief in hammering out love between our brothers and sisters, Sarah Harrison, our candidate for the 13th District State Seat. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we talked about your platform, and thank you for that. And I saw on Facebook you had some recent accolades with your children. Is that right?
That my son had some, my son Lucas won some scholarships, if that's what you're talking
Fantastic.
About.
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yes. So
I apologize. I couldn't quite remember.
That's but okay.
I
knew, yeah. No, that's all right.
I do remember a very
Took
proud
me a
mother.
Moment. Yes.
So.
Yes,
good,
absolutely.
Good.
He's off to UW-Milwaukee in
okay.
the fall. We're very excited for him. He's going to be majoring in journalism,
Fantastic.
Advertising, and media studies.
Okay. Yeah. Before I forget, Sarah and everyone else listening, sign up. We have a radio giveaway. That would be a nice little gift for Luke. Or you might just want to keep it yourself. But it is a vintage replica. Prunus is the brand. It's got Bluetooth, USB, and has AM, FM. So everything you want. And it fits in your hand. It's a tiny little radio.
That is
a little transistor radio. So,
and I think Lucas actually would quite enjoy that. So
yeah. So
very cool.
Yeah. So now you're here at the farmer's market. You're not just here to say hi. You're going to do some shopping. What are you looking
yes.
for here? What are your picks to click here at the market?
So I was a little slow in getting my garden going this year. So I may get some plants that are already started for
okay.
me. Hopefully I won't, my brown thumb won't have as much effect on them.
Sure.
And I'm probably going to have to get some pastries while I'm here because I smell all of the delicious things in the air. I need those carbs.
I hear you. Sounds good. So
yeah.
And now what, tell us about your campaign because the primary, now is there anybody running against you in the primary?
No.
You know? Okay.
I do not have a primary opponent.
But you want to have a strong showing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we are out talking with the community. Just got our signatures turned in this week. So that was a big milestone for us. And now I will be doing some events out in the community. I'm going to stop by Robin Vining's kickoff event tomorrow in Wauwatosa.
Nice.
And really just trying to continue our momentum. We've got some great momentum built. We turned in the maximum 400 signatures that we could.
Terrific.
Trying to really make sure that we get out to talk to the voters because we depend on them to show up. We're in a district where we're facing a challenging map.
Yeah.
And we need our voters to show up for us.
Sounds great. Any events you have planned over the summer for yourself that people should know about?
We are working on getting some events planned, but the one thing I do know for sure is that we will be at the Brookfield 4th of July parade, so we'll definitely be there, and then we're working on some house parties, some community events. I don't have anything quite firmed up yet because we've been very focused on signatures coming up to this week.
Sounds great. Terrific. So, anything else you think that the people out there should know about you and your candidacy and your campaign and why they got to take a real hard look at Sarah Harrison?
Absolutely. I am a mother first and foremost, and I want to make this district and this state a great place for my kids now and also in the future where they'll want to stick around and they'll want to be part of our community long term. And I'm very approachable. I'm just me. So go out to my website. It's SARAHFORWI.com. So Sarah4WI, but you got to remember the H.
Can't forget the H.
You'll get the wrong Sarah. And check out everything there. You can get in touch with me. There's ways you can volunteer. You can obviously contribute to the campaign. We love that. Be part of the movement.
That sounds terrific. So remember, yes, Sarah with an H for WI.com, right?
Yep.
Sounds great. So check that out to learn more about Sarah. Sarah, best of luck with the campaign coming up. I'm sure we'll see you at future farmers markets.
Absolutely.
And maybe even have you back on the show at some point.
I'd love it.
Sounds
thanks,
terrific.
Don.
Yeah, Sarah, thanks again. Yeah, have a great Saturday. So we're back. Looks like the sun might be fighting its way out. It's still very much overcast, but again, it's still nice numbers coming through the market here.
I think you're an optimist. It's not raining, but it's temperate.
It is, but there's a little brightness fighting its way through.
Oh, sure.
Brighter than it didn't look so dark and gloomy as before.
Buddy, it's got to be a little gray sometimes, so when the sun does pop out, it's just glorious.
Yes, exactly.
Last night was glorious at the
That's sure, yeah.
That was beautiful. The weather could not have been better. Today, you know, it's perfect because it's not overly crowded.
Yes.
Here at the farmer's market. But yeah. I got to tell you, man, what, it's not even 9 o'clock?
Right.
The Chinese food has got me so hungry. And I already ate a morning peach tree.
Yeah.
Is it too early for lunch?
It's not. And it's 12 o'clock somewhere in the world, right?
So, it might be. It might be.
So that's terrific. But, Mike, what I was going to say, you'd mentioned earlier we had some audio difficulties, so I just wanted to recap on a few announcements. Wishing our Waukesha South varsity girls soccer team the very best as they play in the regional finals today out in Verona. So be looking out for updates on that from the South Facebook page or from GoBlackShirts.com. We also mentioned the Jackson Sparks Memorial Baseball Tournament coming up that starts around the 4th of July weekend and goes through the 8th, primarily at William Oliver Park, where the new stadium's going to go, or park in Jackson's name, and then there'll be some game. The bigger kids will be playing some games over at Banting. So, really pleased to see the community coming together to support that effort. So, and hey, and again, just a real quick thanks to those in the community that have really come out to support my family in the wake of my mother-in-law's untimely passing. We're really grateful for that that support from so many of you. So thank you for that. And again, back here.
Don, it was nice meeting your wife last night. First time.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah, it's
her.
First time he met my Melissa. So yeah. So it was great to finally get out. You know, she's been so busy helping her father with the planning and everything. It was nice to get her to sneak out and take a nice walk and a beautiful night. And to meet Crudy for the first time. So
I'm sure it's a highlight of her evening.
Yeah. There you go. So speaking of highlights, yeah, anything else you wanted to talk about last night?
Well, I just didn't want to forget to remind people. Last night was the inaugural Friday Night Live. And now that we know what we're doing, we're going to have a good time each and every Friday night throughout the course of the summer. And obviously, Don, this is your inaugural
launch party
down here at the Farmer's Market.
And I'm thrilled. And as you see, I kind of kept my program loose because I knew we had some candidates stopping by. And I saw a lot of familiar faces walking through and really wanted to promote some of the really unique stands that we have here, some of the different vendors. In addition to farmers, we've got the Dollhouse Flowers and Gift. We have a lot of great like essential oils. Spring City Coffee has a nice stand in case your coffee pot wasn't working at home, your coffee maker. So when I see Johnny Water Melon just walked by, our head of sales, and John's got some great sponsorship opportunities for local businesses of all sizes.
Who would not want to be a part of
to get some
this?
Great exposure? Yes.
Between the Friday Night Live
and
the Farmer's Market, and we're going to be live broadcasting you specifically, Don, out here all summer.
Right.
Who would not? I mean, what is more Waukesha than these events?
Exactly. So,
real quick, don't forget, stick around. The brand new Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel is going to launch right now.
Leave the cannoli.
Yeah.
Grab Jim Santel.
Jim Santel. So he's going to broadcast next night to a live.
So thanks to all of us for joining us here at this week in Waukesha, our new time here at the Farmer's Market. Thanks to Mike Crudy for bringing Waukesha Radio back to Waukesha. And I hope you all enjoy the rest of the day. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Thanks again for joining us. See ya!